Okay, so hello and welcome to video number 7. We're going to talk about outsourcing. So, as you can imagine, creating a ring is very time consuming, especially depending on how big the ring is and how many rings there are and all of that. So, it can go anywhere from a few hours to a few days to even a few weeks. And that's the reality of it, is it takes hard work. But once it is set up and running, then you will begin to get better search engine ranking and you'll be able to get more exposure. So like I said, it can take a week or two for someone who's never done this before. In fact, if you outsource it, it's most likely going to take about a week for somebody who knows how to get things done, because account creation takes a lot of time. And then connecting everything from the triggers to the if-else statements and all of that. So what we found over the years is outsourcing is worth it. It's only about $50 to $100 if your 2 weeks are worth more. Obviously, if you're struggling with money and time is of essence and you have a lot of time, then you can set these up yourself. But for the most part, we found that you really need to focus on your business and on whatever you're promoting. So go ahead and outsource this and it'll be worth your while. So let's discuss where you should go to find someone. And lucky for you, we've actually used several of these places. So we will show you particular vendors and freelancers that we have used so that you can simply just copy and paste. So what you want to do is you want to go to a specific website called legit.com with two I's. So legiit.com. And when you get to this page, you want to type in IFTTT up at the top in the search bar, click enter, and then you're going to see a bunch of freelancers that can provide this service. So as you can see here, it says, I will create an IFTTT network. And as you can see, there are like 4 different rings. So typically one ring will cost you about $50. So this guy here, his name is Gemini Guy. We've actually used him before and gotten fairly good results. And what he'll do is all you have to do is give him the information for, like I said, the accounts and have the username and password. And what we usually do is we create a brand new email account. So it's nothing related to the old business accounts or anything like that. So it's a new email account, all the information on a spreadsheet, and then we send it over to him. He creates the accounts, and then he logs into your IFTTT account, which you'll need an account for that as well, and then he'll set everything up. There's a lot of people that are doing this type of stuff. Some are doing like video embeds, and that's another thing with YouTube. One ranking factor is the more embeds, the better. But the more embeds that are done on a branded social property or a property that is actually related to your theme, that is actually better. The reason why is an embed is kind of considered a backlink to YouTube. So if we were to create a IFTTT network that is specifically creating as many embeds in different social media properties, that can help as well. So we can have a ring or several rings, and on top of that, we can have video embeds. Now, the nice thing about legit.com is it's really focused on a lot of online marketing, SEO, and other different services like backlinks, PBN links, and all of that. But what we found is you don't want to get too fancy. You want to start out slow and work your way up. Because if you start just throwing a bunch of backlinks or even video embeds right away, it doesn't look natural, right? If you release a piece of content, sometimes it can take a week or weeks until you start getting hundreds or even thousands of likes or engagement. So you don't want to throw thousands or even hundreds of thousands of backlinks right away, right? So that's not going to look natural. And going back to what we talked about earlier in the previous videos, does it look natural? If it doesn't look natural or doesn't seem natural, then that can be a problem. So legit.com is an awesome site to go to. And this guy right here, Gemini Guy, like I said, is someone that we've used. Now, obviously, you can go to these other people and look at the reviews and see if they have good reviews and see what other people are saying.